This is Meat.
Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, it's been kind of a mixed bag of tricks today, weather-wise. Kind of started off cool, then warmed up, kind of rained, kind of didn't rain. But it's Ohio. That's what we can expect for sure. Want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. If you go down and visit Rick, he's got a lot of military gear down there, and it's just neat the way he's got it all decorated up. So let me know if you go down to Waldo Barbershop and talk to Rick. He's a funny and interesting fellow to talk with, and it's about time for me to get in for another haircut myself, because I've got some pictures coming up. My wife and I have a photo shoot going up to Toledo to get our photos taken around the parks up there in the first part of June, so kind of looking forward to that and get some updated photos up there. So that's what we're going to be up to here. Hey, we went to the zoo over the weekend. We bought a zoo pass for 1 year, and we got to see the giraffes up close and personal, and I've got a picture up on my website. If you visit radionate.us, scroll down till you see As Heard on the Show, and you can see that picture of that big old giraffe up there, up close and personal. Radionate.us, you can keep track of me there. Just remember that. That's where I keep everything all up to date. You can keep track of me all week long at radionate.us. That is my home on the web. Well, we have trivia like usual. We're giving away a $25 gift card that's good at Red Lobster, Panera Bread, Cracker Barrel, Chili's, or the Cheesecake Factory. You can use this $25 gift card at all those places, but here in town, to Red Lobster or Panera Bread. So all you need to do for a chance to win is just call us and answer one of our trivia questions. We will then put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will select our winner. If you're the winner, we will mail this card right to your door. So get ready to call the number you will need, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Good afternoon, Brandon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Redmond.
How are you today?
Wonderful. You know, there was this, it's a lovely day outside, especially if you go out and eat, and this is a little place downtown that has a nice little patio.
Patios are great.
Oh, it's
this
wonderful.
Time of year. Oh, nice. Love like, sitting on the patio.
Like a brickyard kind of little setting. It's wonderful. I think it's called Amato's. I still don't know the exact pronunciation. I'm sure there's an Italian out there that would laugh at me by saying it, but but it's a nice little place to go. It's the biggest patio I've seen downtown, so let's, yeah.
There you go. All right, yeah, the patio, it's that time of year for the patio, and it's always nice to eat outside, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Well, it's we like to call Brandon's segment Guess Who with Brandon until we can come up with a different name, or it's just kind of our working title.
It's starting to stick, I think.
I think it's kind of starting to stick. Well, we always have a celebrity that we'd like to throw out that you all can guess, and Brandon, what's our opening opening hints that we would have for our celebrity this week?
Well, I will start by saying that I'm going to switch things up a little bit by saying this will be multiple celebrities, but they are in the same family, a lovely trio, and their career spans from the early 60s up until about the early 2000s.
Okay, very good. 740-383-9944 will give you more hints as the program unfolds this afternoon. I have some Memorial Day trivia for you today to guess from, and here's some that I have for you. And some of these are very easy, so make sure you jump on the phones and get signed up for a chance to win this $25 gift card to Red Lobster and Panera Bread here locally. Also good for Cracker Barrel, Chili's, and Cheesecake Factory, but good locally here to Red Lobster and Panera Bread. A $25 gift card is what we're giving away today. Here's question number one from the Memorial Day trivia. Memorial Day was once known as what holiday? What of a name was Memorial Day once known by? 740-383-9944. The National Moment of Remembrance takes place at what time of day on Memorial Day? You might think noon, but it's not that. It's a different time. The National Moment of Remembrance takes place at what time of day on Memorial Day? How should American flags mark Memorial Day? How should American flags mark Memorial Day? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, would that be Decoration Day?
It would indeed be Decoration Day. How are you today?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Good, good. How's your weather?
Oh, right now it's real pretty, warm.
Yeah, all right, good deal. We'll take that for spring, won't we?
Right.
So you've had a nice and relaxing day today.
Yeah, I've been kind of taking it easy. Went to the grocery store and I'm taking it easy now.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, you know, sometimes, you know, they say never go to the grocery store on an empty stomach because then you'll overbuy. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you go on an empty stomach, or was you on a full stomach when you went?
Well, half a stomach.
half a stomach.
So there, just a little bit to eat.
So then you bought about half is what you needed, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's always good to hear from you, and I'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There we go. Mr. David kicking things off for us at 740-383-9944. Memorial Day was once indeed known as Decoration Day. All right, let's grab our second caller here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you?
Well, better than some, I guess, huh?
Better than
if
some.
You listen to the news.
That's right. Oh, I'll tell you, you listen to the news and... It is. It's indeed. It makes you very sad, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just think, little 9, 10-year-old kids.
Yeah. Yep. All just a senseless act, isn't it?
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. And my wife works at a daycare center, and and they take a lot of precautions, and they practice, drills regularly for that kind of thing. But you just never
impossible to 100%.
Nope, it
prove
just
anything like that.
Absolutely cannot be prepared when it all comes down to it, is it?
Well, it was the flag is flown at half staff until noon, and goes up full after that.
After that. All right. Yep. Yep. And it's hard to believe that we're already to another
already
Memorial
there.
Day.
Right.
Yep.
And it sounds like it's going to be a nice weekend.
It does, doesn't it?
Yep.
So that'll be... Yeah. Yeah, we'll have a full nice weekend coming up, so that'll be good.
Yep.
Maybe we can throw some stuff on the grill and
there'll be a lot of grilling going on.
Yeah, a lot of grilling going on this weekend. So we start our Ohio vacation starting Saturday, so we'll be taking trips to different places around Ohio. So we'll have to report back and let you know.
All right. I'll be listening.
Hey, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks
good
for calling.
To you, Nate.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Bye-bye.
740-383-9944. What melody is played at soldiers' funerals? What melody is played at soldiers' funerals? My grandfather was in World War II, as a matter of fact, and this was played at the at his graveside, as a matter of fact. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, is it 11 o'clock?
It is not 11 o'clock. It's later on in the afternoon, actually.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. All right. Yep, it's kind of a different time, but it's later on in the afternoon. The National Moment of Remembrance takes place at what time on Memorial Day? It's not noon, a little later in the afternoon. What historical monument was dedicated on Memorial Day in 1922? What historical monument was dedicated on Memorial Day in 1922? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Taps is played at soldiers' funerals.
Taps is indeed played at soldiers' funerals. How you doing today?
Other than the allergies, I'm doing all right.
Doing all right, good deal. Yeah, those allergies, those pollen levels can really mess with you, can't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suffer every year.
Yeah, I take an over-the-counter allergy pill to kind of help me out a little bit, and if I skip a couple of days, then I just start sneezing.
Yeah, well, I mostly just get a stuffy nose and can't talk right.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it for sure and for certain. Well, are you ready for Memorial Day?
Yep. Yes, I am.
Gonna be doing any grilling or having any special food for the holiday?
Nope.
Just
enjoy the day.
Just enjoy the day. Yep. That's what it's all about. Just enjoy the day and remember what it's all about, right?
That's what I like to do. Remember the day for what it's supposed to be remembered for.
That's right. Yep. It's an important day for sure. Well, Scott, it's good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, I've been busy around the house. I ain't had a chance to call in too often.
Yeah, it's easy to get busy for sure. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Especially when the weather gets warm, I'm outside.
Yep. Me too. Outside more and more for sure.
Yep. I thought it was going to rain today, so I didn't do nothing, and it turned out it didn't rain.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I had stuff I could have done today. Well, I did go outside and work in my garden a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. What you growing?
Oh, I'm trying to grow corn and beans and onions and peppers and tomatoes.
Oh, great. Yeah, boy, you'll
now,
be...
key word of that is trying.
Trying, exactly. You got to see if the weather's going to cooperate for you first, right?
I got to see if my dirt's going to cooperate.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's it. My dad, he tilled in a lot of different sorts of fertilizer and things, and... some of his corn's coming up a little yellow, so he's kind of wondering about it, so...
Yeah, well, this is the first year I've had a garden where I live now, so I'm just going to put it in and see what happens, and then I'll adjust it for next year.
There you go. That's a good spirit about it. There you are.
Yep.
Well, Scott, you take it easy, buddy.
Yeah, you too.
And thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening out there.
Okay, well, I'll be listening to you... all the way through to Live at 5, a show with no name.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, you're next at 740-383-9944, 427 on a Wednesday afternoon. What historical monument was dedicated on Memorial Day in 1922? Hi, we're on the air.
I was going to say Decoration Day.
Decoration Day, that's it. Good to hear from you, Judy C.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. The annual biker rally in Washington, D.C. each Memorial Day is called what? The annual biker rally in Washington, D.C. each Memorial Day is called what? What song is officially associated with Memorial Day? Now, if you Google this, it comes up this answer, but there's also other answers that it could be, so we'll just accept several. What song is officially associated with Memorial Day? What is the most popular activity that takes place on Memorial Day? What is the most popular activity that takes place on Memorial Day? At which cemetery was the first Decoration Day held? At which cemetery was the first Decoration Day held? What sporting event has been held on Memorial Day since 1911? What sporting event has been held on Memorial Day since 1911? 740-383-9944. Give us a call and take a guess at one of these trivia questions. Again, we're giving away a $25 gift card that's good at Red Lobster or Panera Bread. Your choice. It's also good at Cracker Barrel, Chili's, or the Cheesecake Factory, if you so choose. But here in town, good for Panera Bread or Red Lobster. $25 gift card is what we are giving away. So, tell all your friends. 740-383-9944 is our phone number. Give us a call and get your guess in here for sure. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it golf?
It is not golf, but that's okay. A good guess. All right, 740-383-9944. Brandon, let's get a couple more guesses from your category on our celebrity Guess Who.
I think that maybe I'll make it a little bit easier because I'm still learning my curve, as they say.
All right.
Whatever that means. At any rate, I will say that our celebrity guest multiples, the three brothers, had a prominent number of hits in the 70s and had six number one hits in the top 10. Very interesting. Since the Beatles.
Okay, very good. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead.
Celebrity guest. Hey, how
you
doing?
Hey, how are
you? I'm good. That's going to be a very difficult question to answer, but I'm going to do my best, okay?
Okay.
The Indianapolis 500.
The Indianapolis 500 is a correct answer. Yes.
Hey, did I win the car?
Well, you get put in for the card. How's that?
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were playing for Scott's car.
Oh, playing for Scott's car. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've never ridden in Scott's car, but I don't know. It might be a pretty nice one.
Well, you know, he's fixing the tires and everything on it.
Yeah.
And he lets Adam program it, so I'm sure it's running fine.
Right.
So what do I got to do? Give you my name?
Yeah, just give me your first name. I'll put you in the drawing, and if you're the winner, I'll have you call back, and you can give me your address, and I'll send you it through the mail.
David.
All right, David. We have another David that called in, so can you give me the first initial of your last name?
L.
David L. Okay, I will put you in here so we don't get you mixed up with the other David.
How are you going to call me up?
No, I'll have you call me back if you're the winner, and I'll tell you who the winner is at 4:55, and then I'll have you call me back and give you my address.
You want an address?
Yeah, I'll have you give me your address.
Oh.
Yep, also.
What if I can't listen to you at 4:55?
Well, if you want to go ahead and give me your number, you can.
Sure.
Okay.
Can you take me off the air for a minute?
Well, you know what? I can, let me try to figure out how I would do that.
Okay, 740-802-2283.
Got it. All right, I have got you down, and I will give you a call if you're the winner, and I'll get your address that way so I can send it in the mail to you.
Sure.
Hey,
I appreciate
you being out there.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
But I just tuned in.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Okay, we'll see ya. Bye-bye.
All righty. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number, and we're having a good time here on the not the show with no name, here on Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm forever getting the shows mixed up. No, Live at 5 show with no name is coming at you 5:15 to 6 o'clock with Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, is Brandon talking about the Bee Gees?
Brandon, are you talking about the Bee Gees?
Okay, well, to be fair, can you name all three of them?
Robin, Maurice, and Barry.
And can you name their little brother?
And the fourth one was Andy.
Oh, that is wonderful. I'm so glad you caught on to that. That, yes, you're absolutely correct.
Correct answer.
Woo, you think I'm gonna remember all of them for a
second. It's wonderful. It's all right.
Hey, very good. Thanks a lot, Scott.
All right.
Bye-bye. Now that we got you up here, you want to throw out another one?
Oh, man. You got me there. I didn't want to make it too easy, but, you know, some things. Darn. I got caught me off guard. well, how about...
Put your thinking cap on now.
We'll have to. It'll go all the way to the ceiling at that rate. I had it right there. Now I just... out the window. This is awful. I can't think. This is bad. well, I'll just say that our... this is going to be much more difficult. He starred in... a star in The Fly. He's been in Edward Scissorhands and is very well known for a certain music video in the 80s.
All right. There we go. Another celebrity Guess Who for you to try. 740-383-9944. Go ahead and ring up our telephone. Get signed up for a chance to win a $25 gift card to Red Lobster or Panera Bread. Good to either one of those places. Hey, I've got some offbeat fun facts for you. Cranberries get their name from their flowers, which resemble the head and neck of a crane. If Alaska were cut in half, each half would still be bigger than Texas. Refried beans are fried only once. 9 Yankee stadiums could fit inside Minnesota's Mall of America. According to a recent study, Americans crave cheese more than any other food. Louisiana hosts a 4-day mud festival known as, appropriately enough, Mudfest. How original. Sliced grapes catch fire when cooked in a microwave. On average, cats in Colorado live 2 years longer than cats in other states, a study found. Tomatoes are related to deadly nightshade, a very poisonous plant. And Montana has more cows than people. And there's your offbeat fun facts. Now it's time for Ripley's Believe It or Not. Exhibits at the Victor Wind Museum of Curiosities in London, England include a tray of 77 bat skulls, a mummified cat, a two-headed lamb, a shrunken human head, Napoleon's death mask, and a hairball from a cow's stomach. Now, there's some exhibits to keep you curious if you ever go to London. Between 1985 and 2010, the entire village of Summerlands, a development of 183 homes and 774 lots on Phillip Island, Australia, was demolished and abandoned by the Victorian state government to protect a colony of little penguins. People welcome the new year in Ecuador by taking an empty suitcase for a run around the block, a tradition that is supposed to bring the opportunity for travel in the coming 12 months. At Lake
Lickinbar in Chile. Scuba divers can dive at an altitude of 19,409 feet above sea level. The lake is located in a crater in the volcano and is 330 feet long, 230 feet wide, with a maximum depth of 26 feet. And finally, on our Ripley's Believe It or Not, one in every five Canadians is related to someone who immigrated to the country through Pier 21 at Halifax, Nova Scotia, which could be considered the Ellis Island of Canada. Ripley's Believe It or Not. Now turning to offbeat news. More than 2,000 students from three Indiana high schools came together Friday to attempt a Guinness World Record for the largest game of Duck Duck Goose. The Vigo County School Corporation said students from the district's three high schools convened Friday morning at Terre Haute South to play a massive game of Duck Duck Goose. School officials said the game had to last for at least 16 minutes to conform with rules set by Guinness World Records. Superintendent Robert Hawthorne said officials believe the record was successfully broken, but they are waiting for official word from Guinness. Also, an 82-year-old Maryland woman achieved a longtime dream by walking across the stage to accept her bachelor's degree. Mae Beal, 82 years old, who had a long career as a licensed practical nurse, returned to school in her late 70s to pursue a degree in business management from the University of Maryland Global Campus as a means of helping to grow her event planning business. Beal said she was working as an LPN at Department of Health and Human Services Centers for Medicare and Medicaid when she was inspired to make event planning her new career. Beal decided a few years ago to pursue her bachelor's degree to help her business. Quote, I discovered that I had to be intentional about it and make it my first priority. And finally, a trio of paper aircraft enthusiasts broke a Guinness World Record in South Korea when they sent a folded plane for a flight of 252 feet 7 inches. The paper airplane was designed by Chi Yi Wan of Malaysia, folded by Shin Mu Jun of South Korea, and thrown into the air by Kim Kai-tae of South Korea. Kim threw the plane 8 times, achieving a distance of 252 feet and 7 inches with his best throw. So there you go. If you ever want to attempt a record, you have to beat 252 feet and 7 inches on your paper plane flight. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH. Want to tell you that the Gary Lyons Trio with special guest the James Rainey Trio will be having a concert July the 15th. And for the first time ever, two of Southern Gospel Music's greatest musicians performing together, Denise Hopper and James Michael Rainey. July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street in Marion, right here. For more information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's 740-692-1141. So, the Gary Lyons Trio is well known throughout the Marion area, Marion County, and the surrounding counties for singing gospel music for many, many years. And they always do just a wonderful job, Gary, his wife Brenda, and their son Kevin. And so this will be a nice concert. The James Rainey Trio have been here before and have actually performed out at my church, Day Spring Wesleyan. So it'll be fun to see them come for a concert July 15th at the Fight Memorial Baptist Church. So there you go. You can make your plans to go and have a good night of Southern gospel music should you enjoy that type of music. By the way, my website, RadioNate.us, RadioNate.us, find recipes piece, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more, including my close-up picture of the giraffe from the zoo that I took over the weekend. So you can check that out, RadioNate.us. You can always keep track of me there. When you can't find me anywhere else, you can always find me there, RadioNate.us. I'm always posting what I'm up to there. And also my Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/RadioNate. All right, we are playing trivia. We are giving away a $25 gift card, good at Panera Bread or Red Lobster. And all you need to do for a chance to win is just call and answer one of our trivia questions. We will then put you in the drawing. And at 4:55 this afternoon, which is coming up, it's now 4:44. So at 4:55 this afternoon, we will select a winner. If you're the winner, we will send this in the mail right to your door. How does that sound? All right. We're also playing Celebrity Guess Who, and you can guess one of our celebrities, and we're going to join Brandon and get a couple more hints, and then I'll go over my Memorial Day trivia that I have for you. Brandon, what you got?
Well, sorry. Don't mean to burst anybody's ears by talking to the microphone, but I will add on to our clues for this celebrity that he is... just had it there. That's what happens. I'm on the spot. Well, he's known for his role in the Wax Museum. I'll say he's a considerable horror icon, and his laugh is unmistakable. And he has also played a voiceover and voice acted in The 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo.
Okay, 740-383-9944. Here's the Memorial Day trivia that I have for you. The National Moment of Remembrance takes place at what time of day on Memorial Day? The National Moment of Remembrance takes place at what time of day on Memorial Day? What historical monument was dedicated on Memorial Day in 1922? What historical monument was dedicated on Memorial Day in 1922? Hi, we're on the air.
You talking about Vincent Price?
Brandon, is that a correct answer?
Okay, that's a little unfair, but okay, what gave it away?
He wants to know what gave it away.
I want to know.
The second clue you gave was the clincher. I kind of had it on the first clue, but the second clue you gave was the clincher.
Well, all right. You know, that's how it goes.
All right, Scott. Very good.
Darn it.
Thanks a lot, buddy. All right, there we go. Well, we got just a few moments left. Dare we do a third one, or shall we call it quits for today, Brandon? What do you say?
Well, you know what? Well, sure, let's pretend.
You have another one there?
Well, okay, so how easy should I make it? I mean, let's be real here. Lord, help me now. We'll just say it was the first host of the Tonight Show. Let's go back.
Okay,
a little bit.
The next celebrity guest is the first host of the Tonight Show. Hi, we're on the air.
Okay, is the time 4 o'clock?
Not 4 o'clock, but you are so close. You're just an hour off.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock is the correct answer. You got it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
3 o'clock is the National Moment of Remembrance that takes place on Memorial Day. For sure, for sure. The annual biker rally in Washington, D.C., each Memorial Day is called what? The annual biker rally in Washington, D.C., each Memorial Day is called what? What song is officially associated with Memorial Day? What song is officially associated with Memorial Day? What is the most popular activity that takes place on Memorial Day? What is the most popular activity that takes place on Memorial Day? At which cemetery was the first Decoration Day held? At which cemetery was the first Decoration Day held? And those are the trivia questions that I've got on the table for your guessing pleasure here at Offbeat News and Trivia, 740-383-9944. It's 4:48 on a Wednesday afternoon. We're so glad you're tuned in to Offbeat News and Trivia. Okay, so far as I know, from 5:15 until 6 o'clock is Live at 5, the show with no name with Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself coming at you. They usually roll in here by now, but I haven't seen them yet. But hopefully they will be here, and we will have our show as per usual from 5:15 until 6 o'clock with Live at 5, the show with no name. Alrighty, well, it is May the 25th today already, and I can't believe that May is almost over. Can you believe it?
There is one thing as mentioned. As you know, we're both Star Wars fans, I agree, right?
Yeah.
This is the same day the first one came out in 1977, May 25th.
May 25th, very good. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate. Was that Arlington Cemetery?
It is indeed Arlington Cemetery, correct. And who's this? What's your first name?
This is Mark.
Mark, all right, Mark. Good to hear from you, Mark. I will get you signed up for a chance to win.
All right, hey. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for being out there.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, very good. 10 minutes left in the program, 5 minutes left until we do our drawing. All right, on this day in history, May the 25th, 585 BC, the first known prediction of a solar eclipse was made in Greece. 1787, the Constitutional Convention opened in Philadelphia with George Washington presiding. 1844, the gasoline engine was patented by Stuart Perry. Also in 1844, the first telegraph news dispatch sent from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore, Maryland appeared in the Baltimore Patriot. 1895, Oscar Wilde, a playwright, poet, and novelist, was convicted of a morals charge and sentenced to prison in London. 1895, James P. Lee first published Gold in America, a practical manual. 1925, John Scopes was indicted for teaching the Darwinian theory in school. 1927, Ford Motor Company announced that the Model A would replace the Model T. 1927, the movie Tone News was shown for the first time at the Sam Harris Theater in New York City. 1935, Babe Ruth hit his final home run, his 714th, and set a record that would stand for 39 years. In 1935, Jesse Owens tied the world record for the 100-yard dash. He ran it in 9.4 seconds. He also broke three other world track records. And that's what happened on this day in history, May the 25th. Already, my goodness. Okay, it is 4:52. Kind of curious. I haven't told you what the degrees is here in Marion, Ohio at the moment. 79 on the outside right now. So definitely warmer than, it was about definitely in the 60s, I believe, this morning when we started things off. But nice and warmed up. Brandon, what do you got planned for Memorial Day? Do you have to work or do you have anything in particular?
Well, somewhat surprisingly, it seems that the places are closed, which I'll have just improvise as I go.
Okay, all right. There you go. And so What do you have prepared planned for Memorial Day out there? Y'all doing the cookout thing? Do you go to a parade, a remembrance? I think Prospect, Ohio, does some sort of remembrance on the actual day of Memorial Day. But seems like it was 10 o'clock in the morning. But you all can correct me if I am wrong on that. But seems like Prospect does something. I think Radnor does something as well. I know Waldo did a little something over Sunday. I believe they did something just after the noon hour. They haven't done a parade since COVID, but they hope to start that thing back up here pretty soon. Well, hey, Pastor Craig made it in. Hi, Pastor Craig.
Hello.
Well, let's try that again.
Hello.
There we go. We've got you.
All right.
Do you hear yourself now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear me now.
Well, are you ready to go for Live at 5, the show with no name?
Man, I'm ready. I had a busy day Saturday. I got a lot of things to share. I got pictures to put up on the website. I'm ready.
Great. Well, you know, I have to talk about a particular dish that I tried that I've never had before.
Oh, you told me that you teased me about that. Said, yes, I've never had this before, but I'm not going to tell you what it is till Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, and I had to look up how to even pronounce the thing. Wow. So
cool.
Yeah. So I'll just tell you, it's in the Chinese category of restaurants.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you about that.
I'll be anxious to hear about
it. I bet you you'll be waited with bated breath.
Something like that.
Live at 5, the show with no name with Terry Tackett, so long as he makes it in. I hope he's okay. He's usually here by now. He's usually here by now, but I haven't seen him. But anyhow, we're here.
We're here.
We're here.
We're here.
We're ready to go. 740-383-9944. That takes me up to my drawing, which is what I was using you for, Pastor Craig. I was using you to kill time.
Oh, okay.
Hey, appreciate the show Sunday. You did a fabulous job on the interview.
I appreciate you coming on the show Sunday.
Yes, you did a nice job with the questions.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, I had a nice time.
Transparency.
Yeah, appreciate it. We had a nice time on every Sunday morning. You can catch Pastor Craig right here with Study His Word. 9 o'clock, 9:10, 9:15.
Somewhere around there.
Something like that. Okay, let's shuffle these folks up and find out who our winner is going to be for today. And we are, by the way, giving away a $25 gift card good at Red Lobster, Panera Bread, Cheesecake Factory, Chili's, or Cracker Barrel. It's good to any of those restaurants. And if you're the winner, I will mail this right to your door. The winner for today is the one and only David. Now, there was two Davids that called. This is actually David A. So, David A, you are the winner, and I will get this sent to you and right to your door. I do appreciate everybody that phoned in, and we had a nice time today here on Offbeat News and Trivia, and I hope you all have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Looks like we've got just enough time for our Ladies' Corner, and today I have Monte Cristo Bake, and you can find this at facebook.com/RadioNate. Pastor Craig, I know that's one of your favorites.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Monte Cristo, so I'm going to write this one down.
Okay. And if you can't write as quick as I say, you can find it, facebook.com/RadioNate. There you go. All right, here's what you need. 4 eggs, 1 1/2 cups of milk, 6 cups of French bread cubes, 1/2 inch, 1 package of Oscar Mayer carving, they say a particular brand, but slow-cooked ham chopped. 1 package, 7.5 ounces, slow-cooked ham chopped. 1 1/2 cups of shredded Swiss cheese divided. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 350. Whisk eggs and milk in large bowl until blended. Add bread. Stir to evenly coat with egg mixture. Gently stir in ham and 1/2 the cheese. Spoon into 9-inch square baking dish. Sprayed with cooking spray. Top with remaining cheese. Bake 40 minutes or until knife inserted in center comes out clean and top is golden brown. And there you have your Monte Cristo break, bake, and you can find Facebook.com/RadioNate. That's Facebook.com/RadioNate. Brandon, did you want to roll that last celebrity over to next week?
I say let's go with it. If I remember, I might switch it up.
You might switch it up. All right. Well, thanks for being here this week.
Wonderful. Same with you, Mr.
Appreciate it. Hey, we just got a couple minutes left. Again, congratulations to our winner, David. We had a couple Davids call in, so I want to say this is David A. Thank you, David A., for phoning in. I want to tell you one more time that the Gary Lyons Trio with special guests, the James Rainey Trio, it's Trio Night, will be in concert July the 15th, and for the first time ever, two of Southern Gospel Music's greatest musicians performing together, Denise Hopper and James Michael Rainey. This will take place July the 15th, 7 p.m. at the Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street in Marion, Ohio, right here. For more information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. 740-692-1141. So if you like Southern Gospel music, this is the night for you. So you can go ahead and mark your calendars down for July 15th. Of course, we'll be announcing it several times. Looking forward to Lunch with the Presidents tomorrow. I have my ticket for that. That's coming up tomorrow morning from 11:30 until 1:30. So that'll be a lot of fun out there. And I'm sorry, but the tickets are closed for the general public. So I do apologize for that. But those of you who have tickets, don't forget, it's tomorrow 11:30 to 1:30 out at Tri-Rivers. Hey, I'll be back with Pastor Craig and maybe Terry Tackett coming up 5:15 to 6 o'clock with Live at 5, the show with no name. That's coming up straight ahead right here on your favorite radio station, WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH.